This message comes from NPR sponsor LiveRight, publishers of Left 4 Dead, Shipwreck, Treachery, and Survival at the Edge of the World by Eric J. Dolan. The true story of five castaways abandoned on the Falkland Islands during the War of 1812. Available wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Tornadoes caused widespread damage in Oklahoma overnight. At least three people died and several people were injured. Logan Layden with member station KGOU has more.
Authorities were assessing the damage Sunday morning after multiple tornadoes were reported to have swept through the state overnight. A four-month-old child died near the small town of Holdenville, Oklahoma, according to multiple local media reports. The severe weather did damage to buildings, trees, and power lines across multiple locations. Tens of thousands of customers were still without power Sunday morning. For NPR News, I'm Logan Layden in Oklahoma City.
The House of Representatives returns tomorrow after a week-long recess. Before members left, they had approved a foreign aid package on a bipartisan basis, despite objections from a few Republicans. They didn't like House Speaker Mike Johnson cooperating with the Democrats and have threatened to remove him from the job, as they have done before. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
What's different this time is that Democrats do seem inclined to have the speaker's back if it comes to that. They were not willing to give Kevin McCarthy the votes to save his job. But what Democrats have said on the record, including the leader of the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries of New York, and other rank-and-file Democrats, is that Speaker Johnson's kept his word. And because he's done that, if members of his own party and a small element, he still has the support of the vast majority of House Republicans, that they would likely step up and save him because the chaos in the House has not really been helpful for the running of the government.
NPR's Susan Davis. President Biden spoke today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A White House statement says they discussed the negotiations now underway to secure the release of hostages still held by Hamas, as well as an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The statement said they also discussed increasing humanitarian assistance into Gaza by opening new crossings in the north of Gaza starting this week. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is in China. He met China's number two leader today, who reportedly praised the company. NPR's John Ruich reports.
Musk landed in China on Sunday, just days after his electric car company reported worse-than-expected earnings in the first quarter. China is its second-biggest market after the United States, and according to Chinese state TV, Musk told Chinese Premier Li Qiang that Tesla's factory in Shanghai is its best-performing plant. And Tesla, he said, is willing to deepen its cooperation with China. Li, for his part, used the opportunity to try to encourage foreign investment in China, which has suffered as confidence has dropped amid a sluggish economy. He said China will always be open to foreign businesses, adding China will continue to work hard to expand market access, strengthen services and safeguards, and provide foreign companies with a better business environment so that they can invest in China with peace of mind. John Ruich, NPR News, Shanghai.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. In southern China, cleanup is underway after a tornado yesterday swept through the city of Guangzhou. It's a global manufacturing hub and home to more than 18 million people. Officials say five people were killed. The city had been hit by heavy flooding earlier this month. The Louvre Museum in Paris is planning to improve how visitors experience the Mona Lisa. NPR's Chloe Feltman reports.
The Louvre is by far the world's most visited museum, bringing in nearly 9 million people last year, and the Mona Lisa is its biggest attraction. But in online reviews, many museum goers complain about waiting in line for hours, the stuffy conditions, and only getting to spend a few seconds viewing the artwork. In an interview with French broadcaster France Inter, the museum's president and director, Laurence Descartes, said the museum is now looking at improving both the conditions surrounding the iconic Renaissance painting, known in French as La Joconde, as well as the overall visitor experience.
Il faut réfléchir aux conditions de présentation.
Descartes said the Louvre is actively working with France's Ministry of Culture on potential upgrades. The room exhibiting the Mona Lisa was last renovated in 2019. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
Grizzly bears are being reintroduced to North Cascades National Park in Washington State. It has some of the biggest chunks of wildland south of Alaska. Grizzlies need big wild country to survive. Federal biologists will airlift seven of the big bears into the park every summer for the next 5 to 10 years. Some residents oppose the plan, fearing the bears will attack hikers or farmers. While I could say that's not likely, especially if one learns not to provoke them. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.